Well, let's check sports. Let's recap some high school activities from your weekend on Saturday. Thomas Jefferson High School in Council Bluffs hosting a girls' soccer tournament on Saturday. Among some of the local scores, AHSTW defeating Sioux City West 2-1. Thomas Jefferson down AHSTW 7-0. It was Glenwood over Sioux City North 4-1. Urbandale topping Glenwood in penalty kicks 2-1. Trainer got by Sioux City West 1-0. Tri-Center a winner over Dallas Center Grimes 2-0. Tri-Center also a 2-0 winner over Des Moines East. Lewis Central shut down Trainer 8-0. It was West Des Moines Valley over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 2-1. That's on penalty kicks. Also, Abraham Lincoln beat Dallas Center Grimes 3-0, and Waukee topping Lewis Central by a 4-1 final in that Saturday tournament. Also on Saturday, Shenandoah hosting a girls' tennis tournament. Glenwood was the team champion. They downed Shenandoah and Denison in a close race near the top. Glenwood ended up winning a tiebreak over Shenandoah as they lost the fewest games overall on the day. Denison was just a point back, finishing in third place. Brooklyn Taylor and Ruby Crow were the number one doubles champions for Glenwood. Brielle Smith and Sierra Stouter were the number two doubles champions. Shenandoah won both the singles titles, Sarah Wood winning at number one and Nicole Gilbert at number two. Denison had three second places and a third place finish overall in that meet on Saturday. IKM Manning hosting a boys' golf tournament on Saturday, and it was the Wolves edging Coon Rapids Bayard by just three strokes, 366 to 369, to win their own tourney. Boyer Valley placing third. They had a 413 total. Charter Oak Ute, 437, and ACGC, a 506. Round out the top five teams in that tournament. Colton Lenz of Coon Rapids Bayard won medalist honors. He shot 39 on the backside and ended up with an 86, winning by three strokes over Sam Gross of IKM Manning, who shot an 89 overall in the day. Tyler Saunders of IKM Manning and his teammate Jared Henkelman shot 90. Isaac McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard also posted a 90 in that tournament on Saturday. Well, Sergio Garcia is no longer in the conversation of outstanding golfers to never win a major, not after he slipped his arms into a green jacket on Sunday. Garcia won the Masters in comeback fashion yesterday, beating Justin Rose in a sudden-death playoff. The 37-year-old Spaniard trailed Rose by two strokes with six holes remaining before ending his two decades of close calls and major meltdowns in major tournaments. Rose sent his first playoff drive into the trees on 18 and then managed to punch out before failing to sink a 15-foot par putt. That opened up the door for Garcia to win the title by two-putting from just 12 feet away. Garcia wasted no time wrapping up the Masters, sinking a birdie putt that spun around the cup before crouching in disbelief while hearing chants of Sergio from the gallery. Rose patted his opponent on the cheek before they embraced. Garcia and Rose began the final round tied for the lead before carding three under 69s to finish at minus nine. Garcia's birdie putt made him the third Spaniard to don a green jacket, joining the late Seve Ballesteros and Jose Maria Olazabal. Carl Schwartzel closed with his second straight 68 to finish third at six under par, one shot ahead of Matt Kuchar and second-round co-leader Thomas Peters. Kuchar also recorded an ace yesterday during his round. Paul Casey's four under par total was one better than Rory McIlroy and Kevin Chappell at the top of the pile yesterday. Quite the roller coaster down the stretch. Garcia on the back nine, early in the back nine, had a three-stroke lead, only to see Rose rally back to take a two-stroke lead late before Garcia was able to rally for the tie and then win it in that extra hole yesterday at Augusta. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Scott Feldman allowed four hits and struck out six over six innings, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-0 Sunday to take two out of three from the Cards. Adam Duvall had three hits, including a home run and two RBIs for the Reds, who have won just five of their last 40 series at Busch Stadium. St. Louis went 2-4 on its opening homestand, and they head out on a six-game road trip as they'll head to Washington, and then they'll head to New York to face the Yankees. Feldman left after the Cardinals put their first two runners on in the seventh inning. Blake Wood and Tony Cingrani completed that six-hitter. Carlos Martinez gave up six runs, five of those earned, and six hits in a five-plus inning performance. He hit two batters, walked one, and also threw a wild pitch in yesterday's game. Now, we mentioned the Cards hit the road today. We'll have their game tonight for you here on the radio as they play in the nation's capital against the Nationals. Washington hosting St. Louis tonight. We're on the air at 5:10 this evening with the pregame show, and then we'll have the first pitch 6:05 tonight. from D.C., Cards and the Nationals. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Atlanta in 10 innings, 6-5. It was Philadelphia over Washington, 4-3. Chicago beat Milwaukee, 7-4. The Dodgers over Colorado, 10-6. San Francisco, 5-3 winners over San Diego. And the New York Mets beat Miami by a 5-2 final. Just one interleague game yesterday in baseball. It was Arizona beating Cleveland by a final of 3-2. In the American League, Jake Marisnick hit a tying home run off of Kelvin Herrera in the ninth inning, and Evan Gattis drew a bases-loaded walk from Matt Strom in the 12th, and that helped the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 5-4 Sunday and stop a three-game losing streak. George Springer hit his 12th leadoff homer and third in seven games this season. Brandon Moss homered against Chris Devensky in the ninth to give the Royals a 4-3 lead, but Marisnick sent a Herrera slider into the left field Crawford boxes to tie it. Springer reached on an infield single leading off the 12th against Strom. Alex Bregman sacrificed. Jose Altuve was intentionally walked, and Carlos Correa hit into a force-out that advanced Springer to third. Brian McCann walked on 10 pitches, and Gattis took a high and inside full-count pitch for ball four to end that contest. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Boston beat Detroit 7-5, Tampa Bay 7-2 over Toronto, the Yankees beat Baltimore 7-3, Minnesota 4-1 over the White Sox, Texas beat Oakland 8-1, the LA Angels outscored Seattle 10-9. In the Pacific Coast League yesterday, it was Oklahoma City over the Iowa Cubs 12-1, Omaha downed Colorado Springs by a final of 8-3. In the NBA on Sunday, Toronto over the New York Knicks 110-97. Atlanta beat Cleveland in overtime 126-125. Oklahoma City over Denver 106-105. Phoenix beat Dallas 124-111. Houston outscored Sacramento 135-128. It was Detroit over Memphis 103-98. And the LA Lakers topping Minnesota 110-109. In the National Hockey League, the New York Islanders beat Ottawa 4-2, Detroit over New Jersey 4-1, Tampa Bay beat Buffalo 4-2, St. Louis 3-2 over Colorado, Columbus a 3-2 winner over Toronto, Carolina in a shootout 4-3 over Philadelphia, the New York Rangers beat Pittsburgh 3-2, Florida over Washington 2-0, Anaheim in overtime 4-3 over the LA Kings, Edmonton beat Vancouver 5-2, and that closes out the NHL's regular season playoffs. Get underway this week. And in racing news, Jimmy Johnson has earned the first win of the Monster Energy season for him as he went from the back of the field to victory lane at Texas Motor Speedway. The seven-time Cup champion charged under Joey Logano with 16 laps to go and claimed his 81st career victory. Johnson had to start at the back of the 40-car field because of a tire change after a spin in qualifying. It was Johnson's seventh victory at Texas, six of those coming in the last 10 races there. Points leader Kyle Larson finished second for the fourth time this season. Logano, pole sitter Kevin Harvick, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. rounded out the top five in Sunday's race. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.